Chapter 24. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Many local campaigns are designed around events, be it a big sale, a gathering like a festival or concert, or trying to fill seats at an educational, medical, or financial seminar. Everything I know about executing event-style advertising, I learned from one of my earliest clients back in my radio days. Each January, I handled the Monster Truck Show event. The promoter was a guy out of Ohio named Aaron, and he taught me more about how to advertise an event than any other experience I've ever had. Every winter, Aaron would bring his indoor motorsports show to please the snowbound crowds throughout the Northeast. He'd deliver thrills from trucks named Bigfoot, Gravedigger, and Excalibur. One year he brought the Human Bomb, a guy who would climb in a box with dynamite and blow himself up. The crowd loved it. One year he brought a jet-powered four-wheeler, and the audience watched with amazement as a guy sat atop a jet engine, flame-throwing ATV. The louder, the smellier, the hotter, the better. Aaron was a master promoter, and each year he'd sell out hockey barns and auditoriums full of satisfied fans. When I first started working with Aaron, i.e. selling him advertising, I thought I knew how to promote an event. I quickly learned that I was the student and Aaron was the teacher. Here are the three top lessons he taught me in event promotion. Number one, pick the right vehicles and dominate. Aaron's plan called for one television partner and one radio partner. That's it. He knew exactly who his target was, so he'd identify the best radio and TV outlet in each market to reach that target and forge a partnership. He knew his budget would give him some clout, so he'd choose his partners carefully. Then, along with his aggressive ad schedule, he'd create additional promotional opportunities where the media partner could generate additional revenues. One year, I sold a sponsorship to his show to the local Chevy Dealer Association and had the Chevrolet Monster truck appear at various dealerships. Aaron resisted the temptation to spread it around. Lesson 2. Concentrate the campaign. Aaron's plan went something like this. Start with a weekend campaign 3 weeks out from the event. Run Wednesday through Sunday, 2 weeks out from the event. Run every day the week of the event. By the time the event arrived, the market was ripe with anticipation. Lesson number 3. Create a sense of urgency. This was the biggest lesson I learned from Aaron, and it's best told by this story. It was about the fourth year in a row that Aaron and I had been working together, and we developed a very good relationship. On Thursday, a day before his first show of the weekend, Aaron was driving into town. As soon as he got into range of our radio signal, he tuned into our station. Within an hour, he heard one of his commercials. That's when all hell broke loose. He called me in a panic. "You're running the wrong commercial," he screamed. I was horrified. Instead of running the week of spot that said this weekend, we were running the spot that gave the calendar date of the event. From my perspective, it was no big deal. The dates were correct. But from the promoter's perspective, it made all the difference in the world. So much so that he bought every available piece of inventory we had left to ensure the success of his event. I knew from his actions how important it was to him to have that sense of urgency. This guy knew how to sell tickets, and if it mattered that much to him that the spots say this weekend or tomorrow, then it must be important. Sure, it's a little extra work to create updates, but the payoff is worth it. Working with Aaron helped me to become a better marketer. I'll never misjudge the value of timeliness and sense of urgency. I can't help but shudder in disgust now when I see an ad for a sale or event that is anything less than urgent. I'm talking about the ads that say, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's already Sunday afternoon. The formula still works. Pick your best advertising vehicles, be they traditional and or digital, and dominate. Concentrate into fewer days for greater impact, and make sure to create a sense of urgency. Follow these simple rules and get more out of your event advertising.